Photo: Brian Laundrie look-alike awoken by marshals at gunpoint on Appalachian Trail. By Amy Furr on October 18, 2021. A New Yorker resembling Brian Laundrie was awoken recently when U.S. marshals searching for Laundrie pulled their guns on him as he napped on the Appalachian Trail. Couple Severine Beckwith and Anna Bretman were resting at the lodge at Fontana Village Resort when they heard a knock and their door burst open, according to the New York Post. "Next thing I see is a bunch of guys with riot shields with U.S. Marshals written on them, handguns pointed at my face," Beckwith recalled. The hiker was reportedly handcuffed as one of the authorities assisted Bretman in getting dressed. The Post article continued. Beckwith, who resembles Laundrie, the sole person of interest in his girlfriend Gabby Petito's homicide, said he had a hunch why he was targeted on the Appalachian Trail, where tipsters have reported spotting the 23-year-old fugitive. The doppelganger told the New Yorker that one of the agents touched the side of his head and said the lookalike had a notch in the upper part of my inner ear just like his. Making things more complicated for Beckwith was that he and Bretman had reportedly booked the room using a credit card connected to an Empire State ID. Petito was a Long Island native. However, Beckwith was eventually cleared because he did not have Laundrie's tattoos and showed an ID that ruled him out as the wanted person. He suspected a worker at the Fontana Lake Marina told authorities about his presence and took his photograph, which a marshal reportedly showed the guest after bursting through the door. Following the incident, the lodge gave the couple a free night's stay and also a complimentary breakfast. "It was a buffet. We took as much as we could," Beckwith commented. In September, television star Dwayne Lee Chapman, also known as Dog the Bounty Hunter, joined the search for Laundrie. At the time, he said he had already received numerous tips through his 833 Tell Dog hotline, some of which indicated Laundrie was somewhere on the Appalachian Trail, where he had been known to camp for months. Meanwhile, investigators recruited a cadaver dog as part of the search in the vast Florida preserve where Laundrie allegedly went before disappearing. According to a spokeswoman, the dog was brought in at the request of the FBI and the Northport Police Department, adding the sheriff's office was the only one with that kind of dog, thus it is in high demand, Breitbart News reported.